Tuesday morning, Brandy. It's been a serious morning. I haven't had a whole lot of banter around things today, but that's some days the way we have to roll with the topics that we have. We'll be talking more about the injury carnage in the NRL with David Riccio shortly. That coming up on the program. Mitch Moses, Nathan Cleary, among others, now facing extended periods on the sideline.
I was talking to Campbell Graham, who was in for the Matt John show on Sunday, Vossie, and he was showing me his he had to get a bone graft off his hip to fix that sternum injury. Massive operation to fix a sternum. That's huge. How do they do a bone graft? Like, what actually happened? Like, how do they get bone off one part of your body, and how do they make the bone, the new bone, how do they make it stick?
What a way to start the hour.
We're just talking about...
You're asking me? What?
Adhesive medicated plaster, which was patented back in 1845. How do they make bone stick to bone? Anything? So they can stitch tendons and stitch, and muscles, but how's the bone stuff work?
Well, maybe we throw that to David Riccio. His initials are DR, doctor. So
anyway, I was just thinking about it. When I was chatting with Campbell on Sunday, got a text here. It says, "Bravo and respect, Big G. Sending lots of love to you, brother." That's a nice text.
Big G.
From a fellow family member. SEN family member.
Emotional call we had between 6:30 and 7. Paramat says, "I call my large and thick tissues Clive Palmer's for obvious reasons." Thank you, Paramat.
And Western
Clive
Sydney
Palmer,
Eagle,
70 today.
Not a fan of Gorillas, the Western Sydney Eagle. He said, absolute steaming, that one. Super glue, Mark says. That's how they do the bones. Bone graft.
Super glue. JBW of Carlton has got a problem. "Morning, gents. That Gorillas track Charlie played was Feel Good Inc. off the album Demon Days, not the debut album." Spot on. There's an error there. This one, too, on a serious note from Swanee, we've been talking about the AFLW players who were caught with illicit drugs charged by the police. "Good morning. I am a Swans member. They've developed a great culture and get the fans involved at every opportunity. I would suspend the players completely for the 2024 season. Let them think of the damage they've done to the Swans brand." That from Magpie Swanee. The two players named in the Herald today, Alexia Hamilton and Paige Shepherd, charged with possessing cocaine late last year. That's the first time the AFLW has had to deal with such an incident. Now, on a really somber note, just to start the hour, and I'm pretty sure David Riccio will add to this. Yesterday, very, very saddened to hear of the passing of Ian Heads. Absolute giant of journalism, but rugby league journalism. And the number of books... I will just speak from a personal note, Brandy. If Ian Heads has a legacy, it's my bookshelf. Go have a look at how many wonderful pieces of work, attention to detail. Part of my love for the game of rugby league is through the writings of Ian Heads, has fostered that through the writings of Ian Heads. He's been so good over so many years. I'll quote Dean Ritchie's article from The Telegraph today, because I don't think I could come up with any better than how Dean started his piece in paying tribute to Ian Heads. "Honourable, ethical, dignified, engaging, and a superman of sports journalism." That's well written, Dean. Ian Heads passes away yesterday, 81, and I am so happy for the family, and I acknowledge the NRL in this, and Peter Volandis and his team. And I got to host this event last year, that they obviously knew of Heads' health situation.
Yep.
And he was inducted into the Rugby League Hall of Fame last year, and while he's still with us, and I put it in those terms, Brandy, that the family got to experience that. His son Philip, we've had a bit to do with Philip Heads, great. They're a great family, but Headsy was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he thoroughly deserved that recognition. A journalist, never played, never laced on a boot, but he deserves to be in the Rugby League Hall of Fame for what he's contributed to the fans of the game, to the game itself. For the writings, the millions of hours. I don't know how many hours it would take to do all the things that he's written in the game. But Ian Heads, rest in peace. You have done the game a great service in your great life, Headsy, passing away at 81.
I had, you know, a number of chats with Ian Heads, Vossie. I didn't know him well, but I would say this about him. The quality of person stood him above many others.
True. Yeah, true that. So, Headsy, great knock, mate, and will be missed and very hard to replace. But as I said, his legacy, you just go through and Google how many books Ian Heads. I think it's in the 80s. Like, I think it might be that many. Books, sports books, but also a lot of rugby league books, the history of South Sydney and all those sorts of things that Headsy did will be dearly missed. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, so we've got a lot to get through this morning. Now, you're just saying about bone grass. Now we're getting back to that, Brandy. You have just now got... Have we got all these wannabe doctors getting in touch with us straight away?
Well, Chase is on the line. He said, I've got a bone graft in my shoulder. They took bone, the pec was attached to and screwed the piece into my shoulder to hold my arm in place. So there we go. So they screw it in. They screw the bone onto the bone.
Mm-hmm.